The time was May of 2010. I took a group of seminarians, while I myself at that time was also a seminarian, to Vietnam to work with Mother Teresa's sisters. The first few days, we were good. We were working in an elderly home where we learned how to wash all of the soiled linen and clothing by hand. That was fine. And when I came to one of the orphanages ran by the sisters, one child came up to me while we were playing. And one child came up to me and she told me, and I still remember this as if it was yesterday. She called me Grandpa. And I go like, my God, why am I so old? But they told us to call us Grandpa because we are the father of their father, which is make us a grandpa. I guess so. But she said, Grandpa, why did my parents abandon me? Why did my parents abandon me? And I didn't have an answer. I broke down, I cried, and I hugged her, and I told her, but I will not abandon you, nor will the sisters. We will not abandon you. This is your family. This is your home. This is where you belong. Before that, I focused a lot of my missionary works on how much I can do for the poor people. But that day, I understood God did not want my work. He wants my heart. He wants me to learn to love the poor in front of me. They do not need my pity. They do not need my doing. They need my love. That was a metamorphosis, a life-changing experience for me. Because God taught me on that day that He wants my heart. And that is exactly the message of St. John the Baptist today. Sometimes we think that in order for us to be good Christians, we need to do this, we need to do that. We need to build, we need to change, we need to make society better. But no, God did not want our actions. He wants our fidelity and our love. And to love God is hard. Because to love God, sometimes, like St. John the Baptist said, prepare the way of the Lord by chopping down our ego, the hills that we have created for ourselves, and also filling up all of the valleys of despair, of hopelessness, of negativities that we have created in our own lives. Chopping down our own ego, our reservations, our own thinking that things have to go my way in order for it to be good. And filling the valleys of our negativities and our own little ego too, thinking that God cannot love me or God has abandoned me or abandoned this world because things are not going my way. And that is hard. We have to strengthen our hearts first by taking away all the things that still are obstacles and barriers in loving God. And sometimes in loving God is to love our neighbors. And I think the problem with our society nowadays, we use the word love a lot. And we see our young people throw out the word love as if it's something nice. I love pizza. I love hamburger. I love this and that. No, you cannot love in innate things. You and I can only love a person. And sometimes we say, we preach about love, and we preach about acceptance, we preach about tolerance, we preach about equality, we preach about all these things. And they're all extensions of love or different facades or qualities of love. Yet, they're all nice and good. But once when someone disagrees with us, we are willing to slash out the other person right away. And I'm talking about both conservatives and liberals. We're all guilty of this. We're willing to slash out and talk bad and hurt the other side when they don't agree with us. Perhaps that happens because we cannot see that they are imperfect just as we are imperfect, and all of us are a work in progress. God is working in them just as He is working in me. And we have heard this in the second reading from the first letter of St. Peter. God is infinitely patient, and He is still working in them, just that He is working in me. And the first and the hardest thing for me to recognize, as I have told you before, as a recovering perfectionist, that things do not have to be perfect or my way in order to be good. And I cannot expect other people to understand or to do everything that I expect them to be. I can only love them for who they are, and slowly, with the grace of God, changing myself first in order for God to work in them just that He is working in me. And that is hard. That is hard. But that is why God is inviting us to love with our hearts and not judge with our actions. Because actions are sometimes cheap. But the heart is the thing that moves. When that child looked at me and asked me, "Why did my parents abandon me?" I did not have an answer. But I promised that child, and I promise to each and every one of you too, that as long as I am with you, I will try my best so that none of us are abandoned. Because we are loved by God, and we are here in once another life in order to help each other along the way, so that we are not alone, but we're helping each other to grow in our faith. And that is why our faith is not an individualistic faith, it's a communal faith. And God had created the church for that. We are brothers and sisters not because we have the ability to choose one another. And it's easy now to see the church as an option. If I don't like this place, I can choose another place. And we go shopping, church shopping, just like we do clothes shopping. But yet, we are put in one another's time, place, and life, not because of a coincidence, but God put us in one another's life because we are a family. And it's up to us to be patiently trusting in His goodness, His fidelity, and His love, even at times we don't recognize that. It took me a long time, my brothers and sisters, to recognize that God did not call me to be a doer, but to be a lover. And that is hard. And God is moving your heart as well, my brothers and sisters, in different ways to continue to challenge you and I, all of us, to grow. So for this Advent, I'm inviting you to take some time so that God speak to you and to me and challenge us whatever is still an obstacle in front of Him. Take them away. Take them away. And choose to say, "My God, I'm not asking you to let go of everything, but I'm at least asking you to let go of the things that are important for you right now. Whatever is in front of you and I right now, the things that kind of still make our ego stand better than other people, that still act as obstacles in front of loving God and our neighbors, go home, reflect upon them, and just ask my God for this Advent, I want to work on this one thing. I want to do it because I want to love you, Lord. I choose to love you, and I choose to give my heart to you. I'm not asking you to change the world, but I'm asking you to change your heart and my heart so that we can make more room for God. So my brothers and sisters, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. Because one who is mightier than you and I, all of us, and none of us are worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. He is coming. May we repair our way, our heart, our life, our everything, so that this Christmas, when we commemorate his birth, is more than a shopping or a holiday experience. It's a life-changing experience where he lives in us and through us.